dislikes of him to humanity. The individuals who are going to be listening, one are, of course, the audience that I have in front of me. The other is going to be the ones who are going to see that over the internet or as a video. And the third audience are the ones, of course, who are behind those curtains. You know, whenever I had a chance to speak to the Consul General, I mentioned to him about the atrocities that have been committed by the government of Pakistan. He has shed tears on one or two occasions, but he's always mentioned that I cannot do anything about this. What I would like to tell you is that if you cannot do anything about the women and children being killed innocently, if you're representing that government that cannot protect their own citizens, the government that is involved in shedding the blood of innocent, the one who is corrupt, who's taking bribes, who's committing the atrocities, building up their own bank accounts where they have bigger bank accounts than the Queen of England, having $17 billion in their account. If you cannot do anything about this, maybe you should resign. At least by resigning, you'll be able to save your humanity and you'll be able to have a conscious mind at peace. That government that was responsible for all of these atrocities, you do not represent anymore. Instead of getting that pay that you're getting, which is not going to amount to much, once you die, it just stays here. And when you're going to go in front of that creator of yours that has created you, given you the likes and dislikes of him, when you understand that when justice is not served, when truth is not prevailing, when falsehood overtakes the truth, when innocent are dying, it is your responsibility to have the conscience to be able to show that you are a human being by coming out and standing with those who are standing with humanity that you have lost.
Shame, shame, Nawaz Sharif!
Shame, shame, Nawaz Sharif!
Shame, shame, Nawaz Sharif!
Shame, shame, Nawaz Sharif!
So I offer you again as an opportunity, if you're here still in the office and you haven't scared and gone home yet, you know, come outside. Show your humanity. Show that the individuals who are committing the crimes, you do not represent them. Show that the government that you are here to represent is a corrupt government that is taking the rights of the innocent and killing the innocent. Come out and, you know, stand here with us and take that superficial goggle that you have on your head, on your mind, on your spirit, take it out and be a human being and come outside and stand with the ones who are standing against the tyrants and the oppressors. The other audience that are going to be are, of course, those Secret Service agents in Pakistan who are going to look at this. And don't think that they're not going to look at this, right? So we know that whatever is going to be documented here, the videos that are going to be made, the pictures that are going to be taken, they're going to be going through that. It might take them a little bit of while, but they will go through that. Just letting you know that there is nothing that we are hiding. You should let us know what you are hiding. Every single thing that we want and what is our aspiration and our motivation, we are letting you know. We're putting that on the internet for you to see. The thing that you're trying to do is actually hypocrisy. At one point you're saying that you are the Secret Service that is protecting the interests and the lives of the individuals who are in Pakistan, protecting them from the enemies, protecting them from the atrocities that are going to be committing on them. But on the other hand, you have another face where you're just taking the information. You are arresting those individuals who have nothing to do with the crimes committed, especially those ulama that you have taken. They are standing for what? They are standing for justice and truth. If you are that, then why are you arresting the innocent? And if you are incompetent, then you should also resign. What's the point of having all of that? If you cannot protect the lives of the innocent, just resign. There is no point of you going into the offices and going through all of this information. There's no point. Just resign. Just say to the world that you are incompetent in protecting and giving security to the citizens of Pakistan. audience is going to be the government themselves. You know, I think the government of Pakistan does not even have any iota or quark worth of humanity left in them. And it's a very big shame. The individuals who are going to listen to this, it should be a shameful day for you, a shameful event for you, a shameful moment for you, that you don't even have an iota worth of humanity left. And you say that you believe in Allah, you believe in the Holy Prophet. I'll tell you, I was in England, there was a Sikh who had told his four-year-old daughter to give drinks to the ones who have come to mourn Imam Hussain Sadu Salam in the Jalus of Imam Hussain. A Sikh who does not believe in the same faith as you do, who does not believe in the Prophet, was telling his four-year-old daughter to be in service to the ones who are mourning Imam Hussain Sadu Salam. And here, the individuals who are there to mourn Imam Hussain Sadu Salam, you are going and arresting them and killing them? That person, that Sikh, has more humanity left in him than you do.
Shame, shame, Nawaz Sharif!
Shame, shame, Nawaz Sharif!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame, Lashkar-e-Jhangri!
Shame, shame, Lashkar-e-Jhangri!
1400 years ago, approximately, more or less. And the reason why I decided to speak in English is because in Urdu, maybe you don't take people seriously when they speak in Urdu. But when somebody speaks in English, your ears and everything opens up. Because to you, English happens to be a language. Well, actually, it's not really considered to be a language, but as an authoritative stature. So maybe from the people who have made you slaves, of the people who have made you slaves and got you to that point of slavery, I'm speaking through their language, maybe you will understand the language of your masters. Maybe you'll be able to understand the language of your masters, that 1400 years ago or more, there was a house. In that house, in one room, there were widowers, there were women and orphans. And there was one young man. They started the mourning of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Allah Salli Allah
Salli Allah Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
That salawat is not going to have any benefit.
Bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad Salli Allah.
Mourning of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after 1400 years and all of the atrocities that were committed, today all around the world you see the mourning of Imam Hussain. Do you really think by going and bombing and killing a few hundred or thousand people that you're going to stop this?
Shame, shame, Nawaz Sharif!
Shame, shame, Nawaz Sharif! Hai haat bin Nazilla!
Or the mourning of Imam Hussain, what you would have to do is finish humanity. The only way the commemoration and Aza of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam is going to finish is if there is no humanity. If there is humanity left in a Christian, in a Jew, in a Sikh, in a Hindu, even in an atheist, if there is any humanity left, you have to understand that this Aza of Imam Hussain speaks to the humanity of a human being. It does not speak to the nature, the ethics, it does not speak to the ethnicity, to the religion, to the creed, to the color of the skin. It speaks to the humanity of a person. As long as there is humanity, there will be the Azaf of Hussain. Why? Because Hussain stood for justice.
I have been a Zilla.
I have
been a Zilla.
You want to finish this azab? You have to finish If you want to finish as I finish the honor in a person, finish the honor in a person, you will finish this azah. As long as there's one person with honor, they would understand that Imam Hussein stood for honor. The safest place for Imam Hussein in that time of the tyrant was under that sword. How will you finish that? Somebody understands Hussein, then that person understands that I cannot live with indignity. I cannot live without honor. I cannot live without respect. If you're going to take that away from me, my safest place is under the sword. You will not be able to finish this ideology. You have to understand that if you think that by taking a few people prisoners, you're going to stop this. Do you know they were taken prisoners in Kufa and Sham? The daughters of the Prophet, their hands were tied. The son, the grandson of the Prophet was put in chains. They said they were, when Imam Hussein went to Karbala, there were 30 or 50 children. By the time this caravan came back, there were only 14 or 16 children left. Little babies, little children were trampled under the horses, under the feet of the camels. Do you know that? You tried to make them prisoners. The daughters of the prophets were taken prisoners. Ropes were in their ropes were tied in their hands, neck in their necks. One rope was tied with all of the prisoners. But you know, after all of that, you could not make them prisoners. They were still free. The ones who were the tyrants, they were imprisoned in the prison of their greed, in the prison of their indignity, in the prison of their greed. They were prisoners. Their hands were tied, but they were free. You can make us prisoners. Come inside of my soul and make this soul a prisoner. Tie my hands, I'm not a prisoner. As long as my soul is there, I will be free because I believe in Allah.
The Baik Ya Hussein!
The Baik Ya Hussein!
The Baik Ya Hussein!
The Baik Ya Hussein!
The Baik Ya Mahdi!
Is going to continue no matter what you're going to do.
Labaik ya Hussein!
Labaik ya